Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Kaya is with Kokoletso Mfuphi on Kaya FM 95.9.
You're still listening to our very special Family Day edition of Kaya Biz. This is where we bring you conversations that still matter specifically to your pocket, to the economy and to the overall environment, but really also taking a look at how they impact our decisions and how we interact with many of these asset classes or the investments that we opt to make. Now, for many of you, you're probably relaxed at home with friends and family, and if you're looking around at your house, I wonder what you make of that investment. Is it something that you are keen to buy? Are you renting? Are you looking to refurbish your home? And even if you think about your home and how it's changed in the last year, it's now also become your office space. It's become a school for your children and even a gym for many of those who might prefer to be active. And that really speaks to the changing dynamics that we're witnessing within the property sector. Not only the residential space, office space, but also the industrial space. To help us understand this and also some of the consumer decisions that influence how it is that we occupy these spaces, we joined on the line by portfolio manager at Momentum Investments, Lawrence Goigoi. Lawrence, great to have you, and thank you for joining us on this Easter Monday.
Hi, Gugu. Thank you, and good evening to your listeners.
Fantastic to speak to you, Lawrence. I think a year ago, all of us were probably sitting very comfortably at home for all 24 hours of the day due to the lockdown, right? So we've become very familiar with our own personal spaces, and for some, even adapted those personal spaces. As someone who analyzes the property space, what particular trends and nuances have we witnessed regarding how it is that we interact with property and interface with it overall?
It's quite a lot. Obviously, last year we experienced the outbreak of COVID in early last year, and that brought about some structural changes to the property sector as a whole, be it that offices, industrial, residential. I think COVID has introduced a dynamic which was not anticipated, and it's probably accelerated some of the long-term trends that we thought could be only happening in, say, the next 10 to 20 years.
You're quite right. Working from home is now a norm, I think, even though the world is open up slightly. But that's really become a new element in terms of a focus of productivity. Well, if one can be productive whilst working from home. But is that having an influence within the residential property market space? Are people upgrading their homes, renovating, purchasing new homes, especially in this low interest rate environment?
Yes, of course. We've seen that a lot. I think it's also a global trend where previously people spent most of their time at the office. Now, with the work from home dynamics, people got to spend more time at home. And I guess people are realizing that it's time now for probably an upgrade to a house or a home office. That's why we've seen a boom in things like electronics and some furniture, DIY.
You're quite right. Lots of growth in that market, as we've witnessed from some companies like Cashbuild and Massmart, who own Builders Warehouse, in terms of the interest that people have been taking. But I'm also keen to unpack from you, you know, what's been happening to the residential property market in terms of value. Are homes increasing and improving in value? Or are we seeing that there's hanging in terms of value creation because of the market dynamics?
Obviously, interest rates are quite low, and that supports values for residential. And they're low because the government took a deliberate steps to help a consumer. And fortunately, that has supported values and also supported transactions in the residential space. We've seen a lot of volumes or liquidity in the residential space. And my guess is it's mostly driven by the low interest rates. People just taking the opportunity to upgrade to a new house. Or if you could previously not afford to buy a home due to high interest rates, then probably the people are taking this opportunity, provided, obviously, that they haven't lost their job or they haven't had their income reduced. We've certainly seen some activity in the residential space, a positive activity.
Yeah, you're quite right. Positive activity. I'm keen to talk about office space. I am one of those South Africans who has had to return to the office in order to conduct their work. But the truth is, for many, they do have the fortunate position of actually working from home on a continuous basis. But the office space has been a very interesting one, as we have seen various listed property companies come forward with their concerns about just how high vacancies have been. And I'm hoping that maybe you can share with us, in terms of you being an analyst and evaluating this landscape over the last few years, you know, how surprising or shocking the numbers are on the back of the lockdown.
Yes, you're quite right. The numbers are shocking. Office vacancies nationwide sit at 13%, and that's an all-time high, according to the latest SAPOA numbers. And office sector as a whole has been a problem pre-COVID. So COVID introduced a work-from-home dynamic, which has actually exacerbated a pre-existing problem. Unfortunately, we will need to see a strong recovery in the economy for us to see an absorption of that vacancy.
I'm also keen to know if there are any particular nodes. One thing, so Sandton and the Rosebank area where we are, where there's P-grade and A-grade office space, and maybe moving out to spaces, the B and C-grades office space. Are you seeing that there might be particular nodes that have been hard hit, specifically within metropolitan areas in the country?
Yes, Sandton would be one. I'm sure you would have witnessed quite a lot of developments coming online. And this is just before COVID. All those nice office buildings in Sandton are not fully let. Most of them were pre-let, but the pre-lets were not 100%. So, unfortunately, this COVID has created a problem where tenants are migrating from a B-grade office space into P-grade office space, leaving a home on the other side of the market. But even with that migration, still not enough to fill up the vacancies in the P-grade space. So it's unfortunately not as a good space as residential, which we talked about earlier. And for that reason, I think we're probably going to see pressure on office rentals for the time being, until we see the country being vaccinated, we see economic growth coming back. I think that's when we probably could see some green shoots emerging.
On that note, though, are we anticipating that more corporate companies will, or rather listed or REITs, listed real estate companies, will look to let go of their assets in the office space?
Yes, that's definitely the trend. Unfortunately, our market is small and quite close-ended, where the big office owners are REITs. And there is no other sizable players with deep pockets to buy billions and billions of office buildings. So we are witnessing a trend where REITs are trying to offload offices, but the liquidity is quite low.
Yeah, a major challenge. I'll ask the last two questions and maybe focus around industrial property. It's not one that we often think about as consumers, because we drive past it on the highways and we only think about it when we consider where our goods come from. So anyone ordering something online, their goods and products probably had to pass somewhere from an industrial space. And from what I understand, that's actually been booming. What have you witnessed in terms of your trends there?
Yeah, positive trends. I'm not sure about booming. But obviously, that's being supported by positive structural changes, which have been introduced by COVID. E-commerce penetration is increasing, although from a low base, and that maybe supports the logistic warehousing segment of the industrial sector. So I guess when people talk about the boom in that sector, they're probably referring to that. And a segment where historically we haven't seen a lot of supply coming online, like offices. So you've got a healthy supply and demand dynamic supported by potential e-commerce penetration, which bodes well for this sector.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we've seen such low vacancies in this sector.
I've got the last question for you, which is a difficult one for anyone, but I'm hoping you have a crystal ball with you or some bones, because everyone wants to know what the future outlook of the property space actually looks like, specifically in the South African market. Are there key trends that we should be mindful of in the upcoming 12 to 24 months?
I wish I had a crystal ball.
I'm sure.
But I think with the outbreak of COVID, certain habits are here to stay. I personally believe that people will probably go back to offices, but it will be on a hybrid type model. I don't think we will see the traditional way of working coming back. I think that's probably on the office side. On the retail side, probably COVID has introduced some convenience to people who've never shopped online before.
Sure.
So certain consumers have discovered online shopping, and I don't think that habit will die as well. So we'll just see more and more transactions being done online. So that speaks to retail, probably also speak to industrial. So those trends, I mean, they're not new trends. They've been long anticipated. It's just that the COVID pandemic has accelerated these trends.
Fantastic. I think we'll all be watching eagerly to see how things do develop, Lawrence, and we really appreciate your time in giving us a clear overview in terms of some of the trends and themes happening in the property space, from residential to office, and even what we're seeing in the industrial spaces, all of which do have an impact on our lives and the economy. Thank you so much, and much appreciated for your time this evening, sir.
Thank you.
Indeed, that was Portfolio Manager at Momentum Investments, Lawrence Goigoi, giving us an overview of the property environment. And for you as a South African, perhaps this will put you in a different mindset, whether it's purchasing a property for yourself or how it is that you see yourself going back to your place of work and interacting with that environment.
Kaya Biz with Kukuletu Mfupi from 6 to 7 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.